Humdi lie, humdi lee lee, humdi lie, humdi lee, humdi lie, humdi lee lee, humdi lie. I'm going to go out on a whim. Hello, please talk, or it says ringing.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, I have a six vagina. Six cunt Sally, get over it and deal. Bye. Actor Theric. Actor. Hello, I have a six vagina. Six
all right, cunt now Sally, I can call the Gerard and deal.
Cheryl. Murkowski Daid. Let's see this thing. She's so ugly. She ugly. Mm-hmm. God hates her. Cheryl, I'm calling you. It's
yeah.
Hi, Niglicious.
Okay.
Now go on your layups.
What is the problem? Listen, we always got to start.
Listen, the problem is I don't have my audio interface here in Chicago. What's that
to do with you doing a mobile from?
This house is not a home.
No.
This house is smelly. There's
blood on the wall.
High cholesterol.
I don't know.
Let's try Soundflower. Okay. I think it's working, N-Witty.
Okay.
And word. Oh,
what's working?
Wait, I got to shut off the business on the other holder. Hold on, okay. Holder. Do you want to stop the video? Yeah. Oh, I don't want to, but I did. I'll charge $8 for that preview. Shut up.
And the whole ground will be like that.
You don't respect me, whore. Why does it say cannot connect to the RMTP server at the girdle?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Did you post a link to this wonderful, amazing...
Cheryl, it's not even on yet. Why would I post a link?
I don't know.
At least we're recording.
You will get in the holder.
This much I know. We are recording. We just, however, are not recording.
Okay.
Why does it say that for... Hold on. Ustream Producer Pro does come with factory-defined presets. Yeah, no shit, faggot.
Oh, okay.
Ugh, it's not letting me broadcast. It probably got banned. Yeah, it probably got banned.
No.
Yeah. All right, let's try it again. Did you like the name of the last show?
I don't even remember what it was called.
Something about Born This Skirt
AIDS.
Girl. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Born This Skirt.
Skirt.
Right. Hello.
Oh, that's so delicious.
Soundflower. Pussy.
Pussy, you.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear an echo, Cheryl?
No.
Okay, I think it's working now, Anne. You can see clearly now your mother is large. Will somebody please tell me? Oh, I guess we can go into the check.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah? You see me? Yeah,
look
you
at
do?
That.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that face.
Obese.
That face.
I need to get the other camera going on. It makes me thinner. How now? Oh, here, look. It ain't plugged into the thing. Hold on.
Yeah. Use that equipment. Use it.
Yeah.
Use it out. Wear it out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, kid. Yeah.
Cheryl, why do I do this? So stupid. So juvenile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You scared me with that noise. Cheryl? Uh-oh, my image frozen.
What?
Once upon a time... Oh, I think I have to close the broadcast and restore it to get to
Why?
The camera. Because this camera makes me fat.
Oh.
See, look at this. Yeah, that's why I look different, because I am fat from the camera. All right.
Fired.
Obesity, diabetes.
Diabetes, kidney failure.
Kidney failure, shrimp.
So nice to be with you. Right. Well, we're not going to start yet.
Cheryl, you and I are still here, but audience will be right back.
Okay.
Okay, Cheryl, I had to close the holder.
Okay.
I can see clearly now. Your mother has stink hair, honey. We're not going to talk long, Cheryl. Like an hour, that's it. I can't do this shit. All right, what was I going to do?
You raise me some money. I'm going to pay for this surgery.
Patrick gave us 30 dirtlies.
What?
Is there really a BP commercial on this thing? Oh, God. They fucking ruined the ocean. What the fuck?
Well, at least they've had record profits.
Oh, that's good for them. Yeah. Me too. Me too.
People aren't on it.
Hold on, nigga.
What'd you say about Patrick?
Who?
Patrick. She gave us $30.
Okay, the other camera's on now, and I'm still obese. I'm not sure what the problem is. Oh, well. Now I'm broadcasting again. I guess it must be me, Cheryl. The obesity epidemic. Look at how fat I am. Hello.
How did that change anything?
Look at the box behind me. This is the last grum I'm going to do in this hoose.
What?
Yeah, it's the last grum in this hoose because the audience has decided to be a freeloader except for a few people and going homeless. So see that box there behind me? That's my new house. Okay.
That's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it isn't, Cheryl. Because you don't need to donate. You just need to tell me, like many people do, on the
instant messenger. That
you're amazing, and I'll give you money as soon as I get some. Meanwhile, I got to buy another iPad.
And I need a Starbucks. Yeah. And I need more iPads. I need one of each one in that little table Steve Jobs showed with the prices. One from each of those table cells.
What?
Because you got the different size iPads. Then you can get it with the Wi-Fi or the Wi-Fi and 3G. I need each of the two versions. Oh, I actually need four. Each color. And it comes in white.
Deliver results. But I've made incredible progress on the heart attack grill diet. A couple months ago, I was wearing these.
Can't see the L.
No dangerous yo-yo syndrome.
Video.
I didn't know if I was testing. You could hear that?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put on the video because I'm obese. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, damn.
It's lying. Well, look at all those things. Look at all that black ant.
Sample cinnamon just by cinnamon. Skirt.
Cinnamon.
Can you see that now? Blair.
Yeah.
You see Blair.
Other diets don't deliver results. But I've made incredible progress on the heart attack grill diet. A couple months ago, I was wearing these.
No dangerous yo-yo syndrome. I personally guarantee a stable upward progression of body weight while you're enjoying great tasting foods like a double bypass burger and flatliner fries. Along with a cold beer and cigarette. It's
right,
a diet
so he's
program
dead.
That you could stick to for life.
We get it.
What?
Yeah, we get it. She's dead.
Why?
Why? That's how it go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, flatliner flies, thrives.
Here.
Oh, Nana, what's the name? Oh, Nana, what's the name?
The lowest.
Due to her size, she's registered disabled and struggled with the most basic tasks.
What's the name? The lowest.
I had a grandbaby today in 2003.
I can't touch my toe.
I
got humongous arms.
I can't deal with them.
I
can't
deal with
them. I can't want to fit in this stuff.
Oh, Lord, I look a hot mess. 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 Oh, Lord, I look a hot mess.
What's the name? Delores.
Oh, Lord, I look a hot mess.
Me?
It tastes alright.
It tastes alright.
Dolores hasn't walked to the mailbox in 10 years.
I'm gonna walk real fast.
And it is good.
I know you who is fat back.
And all that stuff.
Fat back.
You're just fat and skinny.
And it is good.
Throw away foods like pig's ears and pig's feet were a staple of the slaves.
I like the ears myself. Here go his ears.
Obesity, kidney failure.
Dolores' nephews bring over her supersized rocking chair. Despite it being 50 meters away, Dolores has never walked between the two houses. 38 stone. And even a simple morning routine is a struggle. But nothing stops Dolores from heading out for lunch at her favorite restaurant.
Yeah. All right, enough with her.
That was epic.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
It was. Why do you gotta disparage yourself, Madge?
I don't know.
Why you gotta be so emo these days?
Ugh.
It's horrible.
What's horrible is having to pack up my place and be homeless. That's what's horrible. But Edith sent us $50. Thank you, Edith.
Madge, can I just say that I find it kind of sad that, you know, ever since I've known you, you've been grumming from that program house.
Yeah.
And it is kind of sad that you'll be moving on.
Yeah. Especially since the moving on location sucks.
Yeah. You mean the dorm? Well, you'll be like the blacks living at the dorm.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, something like that, but not quite. But yeah, pretty much I'll be a vagrant.
Why you explain yourself? You're moving in next door?
No.
To the vacancy where sometimes prawn is shot?
I'm not moving anywhere. I'm moving into a storage locker.
That's where homeless belong, not you.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, you may have not noticed, but this is America. Okay. It's the third world.
Ooh.
Yeah, so welcome to the party. Wheel.
It is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Really great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you see my Photoshop? I Photoshopped my stupid, huge tattoo all crisscrossed all over myself. Do you like that?
Why are you showing my emails?
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oops. Sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that.
God, you're stupid.
I know, but
your feet had rotted.
All right, speaking of, let's see. I think I'm too depressed to do this program.
Now, Troy, he was a state champion high school football player back in the 90s, wrestler also, a big fish, so to speak, in the small town of Payson.
Fish.
When we talked to Blair River back in November about his modeling contract, he told us
modeling.
He was healthy and that he had no regrets about the way that he lived his life.
I'm up another few inches. Who needs these old pants?
At 6'8", 572 pounds, it's no wonder Blair River gained attention from around the globe after signing on to be the larger-than-life spokesman for Chandler's Heart Attack Grill.
It is a big event. People have fun with it. They like the thing.
It's a real thing?
Yes.
John Basso, the
I thought it was like a joke.
Hired Blair just watch the clip.
He teared up a bit today when we talked about the 29-year-old's sudden death.
We all have a very, very brief time on this planet, and the measure of a man is how he leaves the world after he's been here. And I can tell you, Blair River was my friend.
But many criticize the eatery that offers meals in excess of 8,000 calories. The cause of Blair's death at this point is unknown, though some have cited a battle with the flu, leading to pneumonia in online blog posts. Basso says the criticism is expected, but the message beneath his outrageous menu is one of
caution. It's a hospital gown.
Those dining here agree.
Oh, it's a choice. Everyone has a choice.
We are absolutely guilty of glorifying obesity. It's what we do. But if you'll stop and think about why we glorify obesity, and if you come into the Heart Attack Grill Diet Center, I think you'll get it.
Diet Center.
Blair Ryan.
Yeah. Go ahead, talk. You're on.
I believe... What?
You're on. Talk.
I believe that Dolores and Diane need to go to this Diet Center.
Why?
Why are you going to... Like,
you're talking.
He got my seals.
It's you.
Excuse me? Way to pick on my sister. Don't pick on her.
Yeah.
Why am I so hungry? Whenever I talk to you, I instantly get hungry. Is it the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nah, nah. What's my name? Now, I believe, have an email I need to read. I mean, there's many things to read. Let me see here. Holder. Let's look in this holder. I can't hear anything that you're playing. I don't know why.
I'm not playing anything.
Oh, you were. I've seen it.
Okay. I was playing Lazy and Greedy.
You're Lazy and Greedy.
Yeah.
Let's see. This dickhead rotted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
Yeah. What? Maybe I should just pack. This show sucks.
I'm not Madge! In the
mood. I'm not in the mood. It's too depressing.
Okay, I would like to read a complaint letter.
Good.
My stay at your Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your call, Leonard.
No, you're not reading that, Cheryl. I'm going off the air if you read that.
Why?
Cheryl?
Why?
I'm going off the air if you read that.
Fine.
Next.
That was the highlight of my week.
Sorry.
God
Go back
damn.
A week.
So, now I believe that we need to have an epic fundraiser.
Uh-huh. That would be good.
Excuse me?
Yes, I said yes, that would be good.
Because not only is Madge going homeless,
mm-hmm.
we have an opportunity,
Tay.
Opportunity to make what may be called an amazing phone call.
Oh, the Dolores.
Want Dolores Yopel. Mm-hmm. We have found her phone number. However, in order to do such a thing, it would require a massive amount of financial bribery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if people are interested in such a thing, we may be able to arrange it. And that's what I have to say about that. In the ocean, Madge has tried to friend Bex and Anne.
It makes me very angry, Cheryl. They don't like me. They don't like lesbians.
You tried to friend them and they said no. Why do you think that is?
Because I'm fat.
Do you think it's because you're a lesbian?
Obesity, diabetes, kidney failure.
And you post things about their friends, Diane and Dolores.
Cheryl, my Facebook profile is totally blocked. They couldn't know that.
Well, you know what? They could have accepted you as a friend, looked at your goddamn wall and said, what is this? Oh, nah.
What's
my
name?
Huh?
What's my name?
Dolores.
Oh, no.
I think that's probably what happened.
All right. Let me say that I'm live on this holder. Mm-hmm. Live now. Live depression cast.
Yeah.
Live depression cast.
Depression.
With bloated lesbian. That's me. Mm-hmm. Lesbian.
Well, at least you have a nice floor for one.
Cell prolapse. And, of course, Charlie Sheen.
I don't even understand what that's all about.
I have no idea. I don't care, but I know that it gets hits.
Oh.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Anybody want to buy my shit? Anything you see here is for sale. Yeah, pretty much. Except for me.
What about your floor?
No, that's not, because it's... Well, actually, it is, if you buy the condominium.
Oh, how much it costs?
$6.
Oh.
It costs... I'm listing it for roughly the... Well, not roughly, the exact same amount that I paid for it 11 years ago.
Well, that's good. Then you ain't out any money. Right?
You're such a fucking optimist. Stupid, stupid, filthy, dirty,
whore. You get your goddamn money back.
I don't have a... Boxy. I never had a boxy. Charlie Sheen.
Well, once you're somebody boys, then you can...
I don't want a boxy. What are you talking
then
about?
Then you can buy a boxy and you can go to Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
I like that.
It tastes all right. It tastes all right.
I wish you could do a 360 like that, yeah.
Kidney faint. Her feet had smell rod.
How many hours do you think you spent watching that?
A lot, I think. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So tell us about your trio.
Why? It's a lot of shit. The end.
You went to Trinidad.
Yeah.
And you went to where else?
I went to Dominican Republic or the D.O.R.
Was it dark?
I want a popsicle. I'm so hungry for a popsicle. How dare you?
What?
Someone in the audience mentioned that I need popsicle money, and it just made me hungry, Greenwich. Greenwich Village.
I've got popsicles. What kind do you like? Do you like strawberry?
I like the kind that are here and not in fucking New Jersey, U.S.
Do you like strawberry?
Yeah, I like all popsicles. I don't care if it's sugarless or sugar-free. But when they're sugar-free, they make me short.
Because you eat the entire box?
Of course. Why else?
Do you eat more than one at a time?
What?
You have two popsicles in your mouth at a time.
Well, of course, they're stuck together.
Oh. Do you like the Walgreens brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. High quality.
Where's this J-Maids? I see him on there. I don't know how to get it on New Skype, which I still can't get.
New Skype
blows.
Okay, I still got old Skype.
Old Skype, at least I knew what the fuck to do.
Change is horrible.
Oh, there, I found her. There. She still has that same lady on her ugly
thing. Hold on,
thing.
Double speaker, hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hello, honey.
Hello, darling.
Oh,
thank you, Nikki. It's so nice to be here with you. Thank you, Nikki.
That's right. My name tonight is Jamie Lampshade. Thank you, Cheryl.
Are you drunk?
Very offensive to Holocaust survivors.
Are you still bending over for the blacks?
Who says I'm the one that's bending over?
P. Gerb.
Oh. No, I don't bend over for the blacks. It's the other way around. I'd like to break stereotypes. Thank you.
What about peppers?
Pepper?
Lemon pepper chicken.
What about pickle?
You like lemon pepper chicken?
No. LP. Listen,
LPC.
What about this? Now, I heard on Eat This Hot show, there's this very, very special video that I think you'll be able to play if you get a donation.
What?
Of the red things coming out of the walls of one of the blacks in your videos. The red spots coming out from the hole of the black from the Dominican Republic.
The lick?
The red spots.
Yeah, you said that stuff came out of his walls.
Oh, no, that wasn't in the DOR.
Oh, that was? Where was that?
That was in Miami the other day. The other D.
You seen a video of it yet?
Not. Yeah, if no. It's not real readily accessible at the moment. I don't know if it's been captured or nude.
Oh, captured incorrectly by violence.
Yeah.
But the thing is, man.
What's the thing?
The thing is.
What's the thing?
We have wonderful clips of, the black licking an anus and saying, "What's that?"
Cheryl, did you give me the fringe?
Fringe? That's on tonight, Nate.
Did you get the thing? I want it as soon as we end this show.
As soon as we end the grum?
Right. Yeah. All
right.
I need that grum.
What do I get for giving you all of these grums instantly?
Depression. I don't understand. You get to catch my depression.
No. Ugh. I will not fix your depression with your illegal downloads.
I taped a 2.5-hour show with your favorite person yesterday.
What favorite person?
No.
Reagan.
You're getting wormy.
Rachel Chan.
Yes.
One Turner Rachel.
And you know what? It was all about Lady Kaka.
Wait, who? One Turner Rachel Can.
Rachel Can.
Why was it about? Oh, God.
Because she likes Lady Kaka.
The website.
Yes.
What'd she
say? Gaze against Kaka.
Yeah. What'd she say about that?
Oh, you'll just have to listen to it. Sorry. I'm not going to tell you. There's a long story. It got very heated. She referred to me as an old, bitter. Well, she said I'm old and bitter. Imagine that.
Who?
What?
You're old and bitter? No. Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
Never.
Yeah, she said that.
Never.
No, but she said it.
Yes, who is cooler?
J-Maids.
Yeah.
What's that song that's like, hair did, nails did? What is that song? Hair done, nails done.
You think what?
Yeah, J-Maids, what's that song?
That's right. You something now. You happen now. You know what? I think it's like Drake or something. Hair done, nails done. Don't you pretend to not know that fucking... Yeah, you fancy. That's it. Thanks, Grenades. It's called Fancy.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
No.
You stupid bitch. It's always on.
I don't listen to radio.
Again.
Oh, I didn't listen to radio. I just listen to Lady Gaga.
I don't really... I love that Gaze Against Gaga website.
But how do you figure out which horrible artist to like next if you don't listen to the radio?
She's the only horrible artist I like.
Because the game's on Twitter and Facebook about it.
You're fancy, huh? I gotta find that song now. Fancy.
I get crazy. I get crazy.
Inward again.
Oh my fucking God.
Drake, yeah, this is it. It's a horrible song. It's one of those songs I have to play to annoy myself. Where's this fucking fancy? That's not it. I don't think that's the yes. I wish. This is the horrible.
Fancy.
Hold on. Shut up. Where's the sound?
That's funny.
I don't understand how to work this iTunes.
I don't know function.
You know, I was in the Burger King drive-thru today. I had a zip car because I had to go and get my vagina scraped. And I couldn't figure out how to open the window of the Mini. So I left.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I didn't. I just got out of the car and I'm like, demanded my food.
Why is this funny?
Yeah.
Why are you so...
Do you know the difference between the dollar whopper double double value and the regular double? One extra piece of cheese. That's all. One piece of cheese.
How much it costs?
99 cents. Here it is. Shake something. Look at that girl back. I can't believe it. Ooh. Wee. Wee. I want to get that ass smack. The way she shake. Wee. This is not the song. Hell. Hated that song.
Thanks, okay, y'all, to the 800-plus Tumblr followers, 5,600-plus people who have shared this page on Facebook.
Did I just accidentally buy that piece of crap? No, I didn't. Oh, shut up.
Very popular.
Here it is.
Step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you're dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, man never notice. You just do it for yourself. You the coldest, intelligent.
Here it is. This is you, my sweetheart. Hairs I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. Horrible. They go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Yeah. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Hair done, nails done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Cheryl. Remember that sign at the Walgreens?
What sign?
The one that said nail did, hair did. It's false.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, J-Maids, don't tell me you never heard that song.
That's the first time it was a world premiere.
Idiot. You're a dumb douche. Hair done, nail done, everywhere. Somehow it goes in Old MacDonald in my brain. Hair done, nails done. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some... What? Blacks, E-I-E-I, eat me out. Oh, excuse me? Hello?
Excuse me.
Cheryl, you're not helping me write songs.
Well, listen, I don't want to, you know, be racial.
Cheryl, will you please explain it to the audience?
What are these? Well, nothing but shaving foams. Be sure.
Need a little cleansies.
What are these?
And shaving bumps.
Nothing but shaving foams. Nothing but shaving foams.
Now, when I claimed this for J-Man, he said, quote, blacks do get shaving bumps.
Why are you quivering?
As if he has licked an anus of a black and felt such bumps before himself.
Now, Trotsky's here.
Now, J-Man, explain yourself.
Hair done, nails done, N-word girdle had a faggot. What?
I didn't say it was on the anus.
You fancy, huh? Lap's done. You know, somebody's ready soon.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could be any animal in the world, which animal would you be?
A lummox.
A kitten, snake.
No, not a lummox.
Did you say lummox?
What do you say? Lummox. Girdle. Still a little bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retro.
You fancy, huh?
I can lift you.
High cholesterol, high cholesterol.
I got you monkey's arms. I got you monkey's arms. I can hardly fit in this dough. I can hardly fit in this dough. I can hardly fit in this dough.
This is a nice thing here.
Somebody order Madge some food on mailleo.com. Tell them to deliver it to the pretty lady in retirement tower.
What's this?
Sweet and rare podcast. Gotta get NY England and chemo RX. Gulp.
That was Molar Man said he gotta get his Inglenook and chemo prescription.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, nails done, nails done.
933 grenades. Oh, you fancy 933 grenades. Oh, you fancy 933 grenades. Oh, you fancy. And the derm. I do have friends that go to placed over there.
What?
Nothing open on that road except LEGS.
Yeah.
It's true.
FOF. 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 FOF.
Hello.
Hello. Cheryl, content.
You hear that?
Oh, the slurping? Is that slurp? We spoke with him back. I'll play the slurp, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Where is it? What's the name of the program?
Horrible Black Noise.
Horrible Black Noise .mp3. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you need to play the one that I'm making Rayek right now.
Rayek?
It's a video.
It's Rayek?
It's me. Video.
Is it Rayek?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Rayek?
Yeah.
I don't hear it good.
You want me to make it louder for you?
Yeah, no.
I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it, Ed.
It's not loud, though. Not loud enough, Cheryl.
I can hear nothing.
March is known for the Shamrock Shake at McDonald's. It's a limited time only thing, and that's why I have to.
Hold on, I gotta put Holder Vision on. Okay.
Then you gotta show the video that's array out of.
Anyways, I just want you to know that there's lots of things you can do with the Shamrock Shake.
Oh,
This is basically the Shamrock Shake report. If you go to McDonald's and ask for half chocolate and half Shamrock Shake, and you give it a swirl, it tastes just like a Girl Scout cookie. It's really good.
Well, they were obese.
If you go to McDonald's and you order half vanilla.
I like how she's wearing her St. Patrick's Day skirt. Sans skirt girdle.
Half Shamrock Shake. You get sort of like this cream de mint kind of vanilla minty wonderland thing. It's really good.
Everything's really good, isn't it?
And if you go to McDonald's and just order the Shamrock Shake, well...
It's really good.
It's really good.
Look at her fat leaking off there to the right with the leopard, the polka dot fat. Has she got a football up in there? What that thing?
Yeah.
Cheryl, what's up in that thing down?
It's
fat. For a limited time only, get to McDonald's, get your Shamrock Shakes, fill up, get fat, and enjoy your life.
And die like,
Blair.
Like Blair.
Blair, which problem with you?
Yeah. His dick had rotted.
Great holder item.
Disgusting. Oh, my job is retarded. Oh, the Fox News number.
That dick is so nasty.
What's this?
All right. I'ma go slow with this.
All right.
So you don't miss this quick glimpse inside.
Yeah.
Black erotica.
Will you? My pussy has an arrow.
Oh. Hey girl.
Vulva.
Hey girl.
Labia.
Labia.
Inner lip.
Layups.
Outer lip.
Layup.
Skip. Scientific specifics. Cry for Jesus. I really be calling him in moments of sin. Divine. Obscene.
For colored girls.
Yeah, look at her face.
SCG. Counselor.
Play the goddamn video that's red.
Oh, the red one? Hold on. What's Raya? I don't see
it's
no
me on the
Raya.
Beach.
Cheryl, I don't see anything Raya. I think my Dropbox holder vision is off. Dropbox. Oh, yeah, my holder vision was off. Let me see if it's back on. Maybe you put some new holder items in that I didn't get. Goody, goody. What is Debbie? Riddle Rilch?
Yeah.
Texan? Terror yeah. Babies, you can keep your servants? What?
Yeah, so she is this legislator in Texas. That there was the one that talked about the terror babies, the Middle Eastern women who moved to America to have babies that turn into terrorists. Well, she just proposed this amazing law, which I just love. It's great for Wasabi, who lives in Texas. It was to make it illegal to hire illegal immigrants unless basically they're your gardener or a nanny.
That's nice.
Yeah, she kind of looks like me. I think I've worn an outfit like that. Somebody needs to put my head on that graffle.
Are these pictures of dog shit, Cheryl? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Why?
My friend, Nikolaitis, took the ultras. He wanted to know from
other
you.
Other diets.
He wanted to know from you why people, dog owners, in the winter are so lazy that they can't throw away their bags of shit.
Get over it.
Oh. Now, that other one was apparently bottles in the hospital filled with pus. With pus that was removed from people.
Is it like fat, maybe? Is it fat?
I don't know, but it's in glass jars.
Jar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Fecal matter. Duty cheats. Now, look for the red one, Ray Old.
Raya, why is there duty on most shopping carts, Cheryl? Do people duty in them?
I don't know what it's saying.
A University of Arizona researcher took a swab of 85 quarts in four different states and ran tests on what he found. 72% of them became positive for fecal matter. Half of them were also laced with E. coli. Coolly. The bacteria was discovered mostly on the handles of the quarts, suggesting that a lot of people could do a better job washing their hands after they use the toilet.
It's too much work.
While we're all scrubbing away in disgust. Yeah.
Man, so I have a new word for you.
Skirt girdle.
My new word is map.
Yeah? What's that?
Map, M-A-P.
That's already a word, Cheryl. It's not
no, it's an acronym.
For what? No.
For mini anal prolapse.
Oh, is that what happens when you GF?
Yeah, it's. I use it in a sentence. Girl,
mini, oh,
let
sorry.
Me pull up my map. Was created by Jamie.
I had a mini rose at work the other day. It was disgusting.
What?
It was mini rose.
Excuse
me? Mini mama rose?
Mini rose out of the butt. It was the same one that lost his wools. He had a rose just from the deke.
Did it speak to you?
I don't understand who wrote this. Can you please read this extreme fat hate in fat and fatter?
They're talking about Bjork meets
Bjork
in Australia.
Yeah. Please read.
Okay.
Fat haters.
I have just written the following scene book to the ABC in response to last night's screening of Father, Father, a tabloid program masquerading as a public health notice in which two young British girls are flown to Mississippi, the fattest state, to be terrified into losing weight by seeing fat black women. OMG! It's as bad as it sounds. No, actually, it's worse. It's extreme fat hatred with a side serve of racism. And I, for one, will not take the ABC screening of it lying down.
Right.
I mean, if you truly want to see the carnage for yourself, Fat and Fatter can be seen on ABC's iView
for you. I look behind me. Oh, Lord, I look behind me. Oh, Lord, I look behind me.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Let me know when you're done.
Done.
Hi. Okay.
What's the name, Dolores?
Stop it.
You weren't talking.
Here's the body of my somewhat hastily written feedback to the ABC. Fat and Fatter is the most offensively fat-hating program I've ever seen. And worse, it masqueraded as helping two young girls, when in reality it was just a freak show with scare tactics thrown in. No doubt this was someone's misguided attempt at a public health notice, but that's not an excuse. Fat and Fatter is just not up to ABC's normally high broadcast standards, and I'm appalled that the ABC even considered obtaining screening rights to this exploitive tabloid show, let alone actually going so far as to screen it without even discussing whether or not you, that the "you are fat, you are going to die" message in the show is accurate. Exaggerated or flat.
Go ahead, Cheryl. I'm just finding Taysar right. That's
in the program was presented in an extremely biased way. For example, just in the first 30 seconds, we have some incredibly judgmental body shots.
Hold on.
And it gets worse.
What's the name, Dolores?
Oh, Lord, I look behind me.
No.
You taste all right. You taste all right.
And it gets worse from there. Fisheye camera shots of fat people eating. Cameras that pan up and down people's bodies.
Oh, they caught that, did they?
But there is also deliberate misinformation. An example is the scene with the women on dialysis, where the necessities of hemodialysis are presented as being due to her weight and size.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't.
She tells the girl about the cannula that was put in her chest, and also gets the girls to feel the possibly collapsed fistula in her upper left arm. She doesn't call it that, but it is when she says, "Can you feel the blood swirling in there?" The woman's flesh around her upper arm is scarred and bumpy, which is at least partially due to the fact that a fistula has been surgically created for dialysis purposes. The girl just says,
"What's my name? What's my name? What's my name?"
Dolores hasn't walked to the mailbox in 10 years.
I'm gonna walk real fast and walk real fast back.
Fat back.
Fast back.
Fat
back. Fast back.
Fat.
My layperson's understanding of a dialysis fistula, based on experience with my partner's dialysis faggot, is that it is a surgical procedure which splits an artery and a vein and rejoins them together to create a larger, stronger blood vessel.
This sounds like more like a Cheryl phone call.
Sometimes over time the fistula fails and alternate means of dialysizing needs to be found.
Cheryl.
For example, a chest cannula. What a fistula is not, as was presented We told you the story yesterday of two Ashburn men who were afraid to even sit on their porch because of the massive hive. It was even scary to tree cutters. Well, help arrived today, and WALB News 10's Stephanie Springer was there. She's here in the studio now to show us what happened.
Well, roommates Zeke Mack and Carrie Moore awoke to a huge surprise today. City workers pulled up around 9:30 and sprayed the beehive, and slowly those bees dropped to the ground. Then it was time to bring down the hive, which was a big...
There better be fat people in this, or I don't care. What the fuck? What are you sending me?
Zeke Mack and his roommate Carrie are finally able to relax on their front porch.
City come out this morning. They went up, they sprayed. Now that they half of them on the ground, I feel a little better. And I can sit on the porch a little longer.
Hundreds of pesky bees they had been dealing with for months were finally dead.
Yeah. They're still out here. Got a lot of them down. You know, he sprayed, got a lot of them down here now.
Yeah, you'll
they're
be able to.
They're jumping around. They ain't all dead.
But even though the city sprayed the hive and hundreds of bees fell to the ground,
and we got to worry about them flying around on the porch.
I can't rewind it.
So they came
it's
up
like
with ways
the mouse isn't letting me
mess
with
until the tree cutters got rid of the branch with the hive.
It tastes all right. It tastes all right.
Today, our camera was rolling when the brave tree cutter took his chainsaw to the branch with the hive.
Just think about it. I got some wall spray.
As Mack and Moore anxiously watched from afar. And once the hive came down, everyone crowded around to get a closer look.
What'd it feel like?
Yeah.
Moore and Mack say it's a big weight off their
shoulders. Why is this on the
Now I can sit on the foot and relax. Yep, that's history now.
And now they can finally return to their everyday life. And the men say they plan to put back the porch light there, moved back this weekend.
You laugh?
No bees should no longer be a problem. They say they plan to celebrate now that those bees are gone with the barbecue so they can enjoy their porch in peace. Happy ending to that story. And they tell us the tree is almost down, too. The tree cutter will return next week to finish the job.
The porch. Oh, fat bag.
That's racist.
Please name that beach.
That's funny. Fat bag. It's just fat and skinny.
Peach.
What?
Peach.
Peach.
Can I finish reading this review? This is very important.
Listen, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Finish it, but insert faggot in between words.
Okay. Ah! There are so many other things wrong with this pilgrim. By not giving an adequate explanation that it's through judicious or convenient cutting and editing, the show gave the impression that a palpable blood flow in the fistula and the raised flesh was the result of her being fat, or at least a consequence of her eating herself into diabetes and thus kidney disease. I don't know where to start, but how about here? Fat does not equal faggot. Diabetes. Diabetes does not equal kidney failure. Fat does not equal DOF.
Fat is not healthy.
Fat does not equal DOF.
Oh, hi, Sylvia.
Fat does not equal glutton. Fat does not equal ignorant or stupid or blind. Genetics plays a huge part in diabetes. Sneering at fat black women simply because they are fat black women is racist. No matter how you try to dice it.
Fat
man.
You're just fat and skinny. And it is good.
Throw away foods like pig's ears and pig's feet were a staple of the slaves.
You know what's next, don't you?
May I continue?
You know what's next?
I like the eels myself. I like the eels myself. Here go his ears.
Hello? Go ahead and finish.
Thank you. Shame does not motivate weight loss. Fat people have not lost their right to be respected simply because they are fat. Terrifying young women into believing they will drop dead at any moment because they're size 16s, unethical and inaccurate. Terror does not motivate weight loss. 95% of diets, aka lifestyle changes, result in the regain of the same weight. And I can't go on anymore. Simply put, I strongly raise my objections to the ABC showing this program faggot. And I'd like you to assure me that no further episodes of this tabloid program will be shown on any of the ABC's channels, and then it will be pulled from my view. Amazing.
I love that picture.
Oh, dear. Oh, Diva Dog. You're such a faggot. Masculine for masculine. What's with his leg?
If you listen to Eat This Hot Show, you would know.
What happened? His foot had rotted?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it smell?
Right here. I'm going to pull my breasts aside.
I don't know. When the modern
thrift is all I have. Why is this on the right-hand chain?
Right here. I'm gonna pull my breasts aside.
What fit do you hate most about your body?
Right here. I'm gonna pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed.
Super Saturday on the show. Oh my god.
Oh, that was a promo. That's nice. Hello? Cheryl? Cheryl.
Oh.
Who it belong to?
Who it belong to?
Who it belong to?
Coolidge.
What?
Coolidge. Coolidge.
Coolidge?
Coolidge.
Poohitch.
Poohitch.
Poohitch?
Yeah.
Poohitch. Poohitch?
Let me save that in the holder for you.
Poohitch?
Yeah.
Poohitch.
Poohitch?
Poohitch.
What's my name? What's my name? Poohitch?
What's my name?
Poohitch.
Poohitch. Fat is not healthy. Fat is not healthy.
When you see a need come out here, fresh the mouth, I still up there. Base.
So they came up with ways to train bees until the rid of the branch with the hive. Today our camera was rolling chainsaws to the branch with the hive.
I got some wall spray.
As Mac and
which incidentally I heard was very lovely, very well done. But most of all, I heard about this baby. So that's what you get the biggest muscle out for. I hope you have lots of knowledge from him.
What are you playing?
And from you.
Briss.
And everybody stays well.
So Briss.
And you have my best wishes to everything good.
That's Elmer's welcome.
Personally, Godspeed people, and I hope you're having fun besides the
serious thing. There it is, again. And wants the hive geek to get a closer look.
What does it feel like? Oh.
Hi, people.
I haven't seen this one, Cheryl. Shut up.
My people.
Shut up.
I do a country song by Tim McGraw.
Oops.
Called Felt Good on My Lips. I'm going to do
I didn't see the yes.
Yes.
Said her name was a hand-me-down name. From the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips.
Rub those pants, girl.
Look at her teeth.
She tipped the DJ to play her favorite song. A Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. Said that Steven says, so I did it on.
Thank God.
Her hair smells horrible.
Thank God. Thanks to YouTube, she has a voice.
But you don't.
Oh, she has a sponsor.
What do you think? What do you think her hair smells like with that bandana? Do you
hair
think it's
did,
male?
Nails did, probably feet.
Crazy.
Nice framing. I like how she films it so that you can see her teeth. Her two teeth, but not her eyes.
I wanna go crazy. Wanna go crazy with you. Everybody said, whoa, how sweet it
is. Whoa. Remember the nigga top famous all those videos on public transport.
What?
Remember our friend Nigga Chop? He made us all those nice videos. Especially Mr. Trouble you need to play. Mr. Trouble. Mr. Trouble. You made Mr. Trouble green for a reason.
What are we playing?
Got your song by
Tennessee Forward Ernie. Cheryl, what clip am I playing?
Mr. Trouble.
I can't hear you, Cheryl.
Mr. Trouble.
All right. Mr. Babcock?
Any of them, but especially Mr. Trouble. He made us all these wonderful videos. So many nice intimate setting programs, videos, programs.
Nice ma'am.
Oh.
I'm finna put my breasts aside.
I'm saying.
Is his penis out?
I think I saw him last weekend.
Bye-bye, Babs.
My darling.
Oh. Did you put that in or was that in there? Where'd that come from?
Bye-bye, darling.
Is that real?
That's
you?
Me, Sylvia.
Or that is really Sylvia?
That's me, Sylvia.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling.
He's going to eat his thing without his uncle.
Do friends see? Can I lick your pussy? Pussy. I'm going to play with your pussy with my finger, young lady. Can I play with your pussy? I want to finger you out with my pussy. I mean, my finger. Yeah. Abominable.
Madge, please accept the PayPal donation for Mercy.
I need more money. A lot more money.
Well, accept the donation.
PayPal donation from whom?
Mercy.
I don't understand. Cheryl, when you speak in your little cow voice, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Michael for Michael. Thank you. Look at his face.
Oh, I love that noise.
Cheryl, isn't FaceTime great? We haven't even talked about the new iPod.
Do it after we watch Mr. Trouble. Why are you frozen?
My PayPal app has a thing for fundraiser. It says, PayPal has partnered with Fundraiser to help you create easily fundraising campaigns and spread the word to family and friends through Facebook, Twitter, and email. Oh, that sounds nice, Cheryl. I thought I was supposed to look for a donation. Where is it? I don't see them. Collect money. Bye, darling. Ah, horrible. That is fucking awful, Cheryl. Michael E? Michael E?
Probably.
Hello. Oh, it says unclaimed. Okay, gotta go to the website to do it.
Yeah, we'll do
it
after.
Hold on, I gotta pause this so I can go to the website and do it. gotta collect my monies. Let me see what time code we're on. Okay, we're on 1:58. I'm gonna load it in the QuickTime so I can do both. Let's just do a split screen, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Felt good on my lips and Mr. Trouble, all right? Felt good on my lips. Oop, excuse me. Layups.
You can't do one of them, bro. They went together really well, those two. Now let Mr. Trouble shine.
I've had it with Mr. Trouble enough. We spent half the show on Mr. Fucking Trouble. I get it,
he
has dentures.
He coughs. It's amazing.
We don't care.
Talk to a Verizon.
Oh, fuck. Let's watch a new crazy. Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's not dentures, too, is it? Oh, Cheryl. All these people have dentures. I got a donation from Michael.
Wow, man.
Michael and Molar Man and Matthew, thank you.
What?
Yeah.
How much for me? How much total?
Oops, I pressed deny by mistake. Sorry.
How much total?
You said you were donating the money.
What?
Yeah, you were donating it to me so that I'm not homeless, is what you said.
No!
Yeah.
Man.
Michael E. donate. I thought he sent $50, but it's 50 Polish nyunkums, which is $16. $16.91 in Polak money, Cheryl.
Okay.
I already told you about Patrick, it's 30, right?
Yeah. And Edith.
Edith is 50.
Grand.
Oh, I guess you don't want the money then, since you're talking over me, trying to tell you how much fucking money. You stupid, dirty thing.
I'm thinking.
Okay, no more money.
Come on.
Well, are you going to shut up so I can tell you or what?
Yeah.
So, Grant sent us 40.
Where are you?
40. Molar Man sent us 20.
Okay.
Matthew B. sent us 25.
Well,
thank you, all of you, for donating. You're very nice people.
Obese people.
And if you don't want it to go to Cheryl, please tell me. What? I hate them. None of them want... They should say, Madge, you take all this money because you're better than her.
No.
Hair did, nails did, hair's done... I thought Nick Star was it. You want to donate? Go to yeastradio.com and there's a PayPal button. Yeah. Hold on. I got to get some water. Will you talk to J-Mates?
Oh, I'd love to talk to J-Mates. J-Mates, can I bring up inappropriate content?
Which person should I put on for the thing while we're talking? Oh, this is the same guy. All right. I think he has dentures.
You do live in Red Bank, New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think of your governor, Chris Christie, who's actually very fat?
I love fat people. And in my new role as his... I'm in my new role as his SMC, social media consultant.
Oh, I thought you did that for whole industries.
I do. I freelance as a social media consultant. And he is one of my constituents, as it were. And I've really enjoyed servicing his needs.
Now, what exactly does a social media consultant do?
I've got a Twitter sheet, a face page. I press F a lot. If I need to, I will attempt to verify their account with Twitter sheet. So they can have a little blue thing that says verified. Doesn't always work. I was disappointed today with that Scott Walker. I tried to get him a verified account, and the Twitter sheet rejected it. So
I love Scott Walker. Can I just say that he has amazing DSL? Seriously, I would like that retard's face just to go down on me.
Really, I like his hair. Beautiful hair. Nice bald spot. Very huge. When Mad comes back up, wonderful story.
Hello, is anyone on the line? Hello. Cheryl? Cheryl, this is Rodney, are you there?
Oh yeah, hi, it's Beryl Baldwin. How you doing?
No, Cheryl, Cheryl, this is Rodney. Look, girl, listen. Cheryl, this is Rodney. This is not Jamie anymore. It's Rodney. Hello.
Okay,
hello. Is
faggot.
Can anyone hear me, honey?
Faggot.
Okay, so listen, Cheryl. So I was down at the tea dance the other day in Provincetown. It was like 30 degrees outside, but we decided to have a tea dance, girl. And so I was looking for the, Tina. And so I said, hey, girls, where can I get some tea? And they said, girl, go underneath the pier. So I went down there, and there was these two black bears down there, honey. And you know what they call black bears?
What?
They call them flares. And so I was down there, and it's like, hey, Blairs, where are you from? They were like, from Selma, Alabama. And I said, Selma, Blairs, of course. Excuse me? Cheryl. Cheryl.
Madge, I have a term for you.
What? The end?
So, yes.
The end.
When you came into Army, when I came into work the other day, and I work at a place with them, a dorm dad, Romeo came to me and he said, Cheryl.
You ain't got no walls.
No.
No?
So you see, today I have this thing called TNS. Tired Nelga syndrome.
That's true.
Have
it's
you
a
ever
true
heard
story.
Of it?
No, it's a true story. I'll tell you that's what happened because this person I work with,
Romeo.
I come into work, you know, because I come in late. I stay late. I come in real late. Thank you very much. Megan sent us $30, Cheryl. Thank you, honey. And he said, I come into work and he goes, Romeo goes, Madge. Match. Yes. Yes. May I help you, young man? Well, you see, I had this. You ever hear of TNS? I go, no, I don't think I have. He said, well, it's something I occasionally suffer from. It's tired nigger syndrome. And I had it. And I saw a packet of Maxwell House instant coffee on your desk. So I took it.
What? Which is eat it whole.
It's coffee, Cheryl. You mix it with goddamn water.
Well, you think she knew that? She thought, oh, it's coffee, and I'll eat it. And she got all this black stuff in her teeth.
Oh, yes, yes.
Cheryl, I'm showing videos of duty. Shut up.
T&B.
T&B
duty.
Oh, Cheryl. What's this? Ooh, the ranch.
Clean scene.
All right, Cheryl. Cheryl, we need to go through older items because I need to stop this show. I need to get to packing.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, go forward.
Oh, did you see a little ranch? See that, man?
Cheryl, I did, but how far behind are we? Because I showed
I don't
little Roach.
It's very delayed.
You just played the duty again on my stream.
I like this one. You know who this lady looks like? She looks like the Queen's mother on V. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Love this lady. It's very SBB. Lauren. Actually, I think it's Lauren Bacall. It's Lauren Bacall.
I'm Lauren Bacall.
Playtex deodorant tampons.
Oh, me and Humphrey, we go way back.
Look at that face. You're seeing her, right, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Oh, peekaboo eye. Peekaboo. I love that. Oh, peekaboo. She looks like a kitty cat. Oh, obesity, diabetes. Kidding a failure.
I got a question for N-word Shaw. What train do you get these on?
Obesity. If you listen to the videos, you'll hear them call the stops out.
Well, I kind of just zone out. I really don't pay attention.
Well, you gotta start!
Can you do that again, please?
No. Fuck you.
This is a Brooklyn bound.
Brooklyn.
Okay. The N train.
It's not the N. You're
that's
so
what,
racist.
That's what PKP said.
Racist.
Stand clear of the closing doors.
Door, please.
Stand clear of the closing doors.
I love that face.
I'm the guy.
Please.
Yeah, did he do that face in close?
Why is she exercising your face?
Dentures, Cheryl. That's what people with dentures do. They also go like this.
That what your father does?
You know who does that? Ninius. Ninius does that.
He has dentures?
Molar Man says, you packing to live nowhere? How does that work? Well, it doesn't. It's,
can you show the pictures that I put up a little real?
But you're picking now, cuter. Then you were in open? That pill. What's
or
the name of the
are we going
crunch?
Down from the bottom of the holder?
Look, we're going to go through this really quickly. You tell me what to play. Go.
No, just go through the holder.
Okay, I'm not doing these website things. That's just annoying.
But I mean, you had all those wonderful pictures you took at the flea market with the blacks.
Are they in here? Okay. The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb.
That's abortion.com.
Right, I can read. Aretha Franklin diet. We're not going to read that. She likes pig's feet.
Why not?
Endangered species, black. Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. Bloody hool. That's worth a close up. Bloody hool.
Enlarge.
That's from a shoot, and it's a still of a white boy with a large black penis recently removed and reversed birthed. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bloody shitty condom. Oh, this is from one of the Santa Domingo shoots. We're discussing. This is my slideshow, like what old people do, but with duty. Look at this. Bloody condom with D. Look, there's even duty next to it.
Yeah.
I hope they don't test for fecal matter in hotels. Ugh. All right. We've seen that. This, of course, my favorite video. And thanks to Exto.
I move my hair lip back. 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 I move my hair lip back.
Born this way. Oh, God, Wanda. Oh, God, Wanda. Born this way.
There's Cheryl.
Oh, God, Wanda. Oh, God, Wanda.
I move my hair lip back. I move my hair lip back. I move my hair lip back. I move my hair lip back.
Oops, sorry.
I move my hair lip back. I move my hair lip back. I move my hair lip back. I move my hair lip back.
Born this way. Oh, God, Wanda. Oh, God, Wanda. Born this way.
Oh, God, Wanda.
Oh, God, Wanda.
Thank you very much.
I love that video. Love.
Now this is churds. We already seen all the churds.
Or churds.
Oh, this I don't like, Cheryl. It's disgusting.
Man, how do you have your holder arranged? Let me tell you.
Alphabetical order.
Oh, that's wrong.
Ugh. I can't watch that disgusting vagina.
Ugh.
Okay, coffee nuts. It's called coffee nuts. I like the jacket. A little tight on him, though. He's keeping his nuts warm? Is that the idea? He's keeping his nuts warm with his coffee? Hope he doesn't spill. Thank you very much, Patrick. That was lovely coffee nuts.
Ghost and spirit.
Sure. Your bag is so cute. It's so cute.
Great. Patrick, you're too gay. Stop that. A grinder. What's the name of this file? Don't like negativity, but pass the donuts. JPEG. Person that loves positive mind, do not like negative.
Person that loves positive mind, do not like negative. End. Love movies, beach, and a good walk. Also, your face don't look like you've been walking, although it's burnt.
Another lovely photograph from Santo Domingo.
All right.
Yeah, look at all that duty on that band. Duty sheets.
We had duty. Okay. Let's see. We're only on the D's. I've got elder lesbian. She wearing purple? Lesbians wear purple. She's not a... Oh, yeah. Wow, they look like twins.
They look like power New York lesbians.
The left one is the man. Yeah. Read my Kindle. I'm reading a Kindle. Yeah. What do you think she's reading?
I got my reader from the Barnes &
Noble. Oh, wait, they're talking. Shut up. Said something about her rose. I'd like to finger your dry hole. Reminds me of me on the bus. How are you getting what? Patrick, why does the color keep changing? It's weird. Oh, very nice. I'm so impressed. Okay.
Left is the top, yeah.
Extreme fat hate. Yeah, you know, we've been
there. Sure, he was a state champ.
Fat fatty. Why didn't you make this one louder?
What?
You make it louder.
You're the one that put it in the holder.
Oh, I did? Oops.
Yeah. Of course, it's not a sin to be large.
What do you mean, make
you
it louder,
man? It's
not a
sin to be tall, or black, or white, or any other kind of predisposition that you're born with.
Yeah.
My name is Catherine Shodesky. I'm a larger size fitness instructor. I have no idea what I weigh, and I have absolutely no intention of ever finding out. I believe that
the
idea of fatism is one of the most damaging things that we have in our society today.
Yeah.
You know what else is damaging? Diabetes! Kidney failure!
It's quite difficult being a large person. It's not something that somebody wants to
understand.
That gigantic... shawl or that sash makes her look so thin, though.
But when you are born that way,
what the fuck is that?
Born that way.
Born that way.
Yeah, she was born this huge.
When I get on a bus, when I do anything in public, and
she's fine.
Fecal matter. I did faggots for you.
Thank you.
Hi, people. I'm gonna do a country song.
Play faggots.
Grandpa Rilch. Better be Grandpa. I love the pan up from the shoes. Very nice. Oh! It's Jacques Cousteau. Ugly.
A giant beehive in the...
I just want everybody to know this is not a loop. This is 2 minutes and 43 seconds of this.
This was the one with his dick had rotted, right?
Yeah. Did you send this to Tim? He would like this.
I'll send it to him.
Yeah. That's only halfway done, Cheryl. I swear there was a girdle. Do you hear that girdle?
Hey, Sergeant, y'all.
Okay. That was enough, I think. Or did you want to hear more?
Go back to the faggots.
This is the hot model A.
Faggots.m4a, okay. Please.
Oh. It's not that good, sorry.
I thought you're the one that put it in.
I know I am. But this ass is horrible. How you doing? This is the Jersey Shore people, I know. I saw this one already. Yeah, good. Okay.
I'm the psychic.
To Mona. Thank you for the heads up on this person who is falsely claiming to be trained by me or my novice ministers as a psychic. There is no other psychic I endorse except my son, Chris. Chris!
Yeah. All right, we gotta get to our next guests. We've got coming up Jizz and the Mammograms.
Is this Sassy Sarsi?
No. It's a hit song, Colonic.
Colonic. Colonic, take a dump all over my body. Colonic, colonic, use my face as a porta potty. Colonic, colonic, cook me up a brown hot toddy. Colonic.
I like this one.
You wanna eat my breast? You wanna eat my thigh? Mouth sauce, salt and pepper, need that on my fries.
Check.
I need that on my fries. I need that on my fries. Make it rain chicken. Make it rain chicken.
Cheryl, does it ever rain chicken?
I don't know why it's so rain. I'ma make it rain, chicken. Lemon
pepper.
I want lemon pepper on my motherfucking wings, pimpin'. Do you want some chicken?
Yeah.
Do you want a biscuit? Yeah. Ain't no hot sauce in my bag, man. You fucking tripping? In my fucking mouth. Oh, chicken in my.
Looks like dude.
My mouth, Joe. I'ma make it rain, gonna catch it in your mouth, ho. Dookie is a name, eating food is a game. If you wanna make it rain, all you gotta do is say, hey.
You wanna eat my breast, you wanna eat my thighs. Mouth, sauce, salt, and pepper, need that on my fries.
JJ's fish.
Need that on my fries.
You're gonna make it rain chicken. We gonna make it rain chicken.
Make it rain chicken.
Somebody had some good reefers.
I'ma make it rain chicken.
Okay, well, anybody who wants to see that can go to the internet and watch it. This is Lady Luck. I love the suspenseful pans. Oh, sexy lady. Oh, we watched this already, didn't we? LaRilch. Oh, this is one of the most stunning.
Now you need to show this open and in preview, please.
Oh, you want me to scroll all the way in?
I want you to zoom in.
Cheryl, it gives me the hot. It gives me the willies.
I want to see the details of this picture and where you can see her face erupting
Cheryl,
open.
I see her hairs. Oh, this makes me itch. Cheryl, you can see her hair.
Look, her face is erupting by her ear roll.
Look at her face. It's hairy. Oh! Ah!
Hi, ladies. Gotta go.
Cheryl.
What?
That was horrible.
What happened to me, mate?
Cheryl, her head is open. Look at her skin. Cheryl, this is horrible.
What do you think of that?
Oh, Cheryl, that's awful.
It's like a pussy. You could fuck her face.
How does she walk around with a hole in her ear below her ear?
Look at that.
This is so sad. This is America. We have fucking people with open wounds walking around homeless.
Yeah. Look at her.
It's horrible. Her mouth is like a vagina more than her ear.
She has like 3 teeth as well.
And look at all that stuff. She's got layers and layers of dead skin. Cheryl, that's fucking disgusting. You
and I'll open Lil Real 2.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, it's the upwards.
Why are you giggling? This is not funny at all. This one is a different. It's like not as clear, I think. Right?
I don't know, but it's amazing.
No, this one is like a far away. No, the other one was clearer. This is not clear. The other one was perfect focus. Who took these pictures? They're amazing.
People I know.
Strip club DJ?
No. Must have been.
Oh, God.
Now show the video full screen of her. Amazing.
Cheryl.
Excuse
me? If you could be any animal in the world, which animal would you be?
Man, go back off. I just edited the video.
We're in order.
I know. Go up.
Already watched the goddamn
thing. I just renamed you guys so we get in order.
Yes, thanks.
Beautiful.
Now, here's some videos from the American flea market. Ooh, she's
American.
A pretty gal, pal. Wait, I skipped something. Because you made me lose my place. This was at the flea market. Looks like fun, doesn't it? You can get your nails done and you can buy lizards. Let's see, this is a movie. Oh yeah, I like her work. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we did her.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, go forward. Oh. Give me a little cleansies. No, fuck. No, I'm not watching that fucking disgusting. No.
Oh, stupid. Why?
Oh, stupid.
Oh! Why aren't you showing Nokia?
It's disgusting. I don't want to say it's disgusting.
Sticky.
That's nice. I got to get through this.
Okay.
These are from my fair, honey. Okay. Like that lady. I like her parrot, her, personally. Oh, these huge bras, Cheryl. These are huge. These were like double E. They're huge bras. Huge women, Cheryl. She's wearing pink. See that?
Pink.
Oh, now this is a big eons.
What's all that in there?
This was pre-Valentine's Day with an M. They was buying the Valentine's. Okay? Oh, I don't want to talk about this. Oh, this one. Will you read this, Sylvia thing, pigeon shit?
Okay.
Why'd you skip over?
Because I don't want to do that. Just forget it.
Oh. Okay. Sylvia Brown, a couple of mysteries I've wondered about. Has anyone ever seen a baby pigeon or a squirrel go into the bathroom? Oops. Matt Weinstein, yeah, I have. I saw a baby pigeon take a big old nasty dumper on Montel when he was recording one of those rip-off infomercials. Badoop-dab-deep. Ah. Cheryl, Craig Murkowski. Oh, Sylvia, that is just malfunction. These are mysteries? You spend time thinking about these? I think you, Francine, and I need to have a talk. I'm the psychic. Oh, sorry, that was Pat. But doop, dop, deep. Doop.
Poet.
Pooch.
Poet.
Pooch.
You know, I'm full of breath.
This is precious. You have to make these clips shorter. I don't have the attention span.
What about the pianist Paul Brassesan? No?
We already seen that.
We did that?
Yeah, we did. That's this one. We saw it. Stupid. They're defiant.
So.
Here's Cheryl. Oh, this blood. Look at this blood, Cheryl. Look at that bloody deep. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to, for my last video tonight, I'm going to show my softer side and do a softer song, a love song called The Rose.
Rose? What about me? The prolapses in this video.
Some say love, it is a river that flows.
Hold on, Cheryl. What's this?
What? What's what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See the dog?
Yeah, look at her. Cheryl, you can't wear panties like that at the gym. Certainly not if you're teaching, right?
No. What happened to her leg? Did she fall in the bathhouse?
Vera at the Walmart was a large lady.
Looks amazing.
Why are her panties down? Is that her skein? Or is that her shirt? What is that? Or is it just some spam?
Dunno.
What is this, Vogue?
He's a retarded agent.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What are these doing?
Well,
the same night, then night. What's that stink so bad? Yay, we're done.
What?
We did it. We emptied the holder. We're done. I miss J-Mates, though. Where's J-Mates?
Oh, well, he just disappeared. He's out of go.
When he saw a little Rilch?
I bet that he got a phone call.
Well, no, when he saw the Earl on La Rilch, the extra Earl, I think he got upset.
No. So what happened to our fundraising campaign to call it to those?
All right. Who wants to see the vagina video?
Self-o.
Okay, I'll play the vagina video. What's the name of it, Cheryl?
The Nokia.
Only because nice people donated, so I'm going to be nice. Play the vagina video.
You're so giving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is her asshole so big? She got a rose.
It's hungry.
Yeah, happy, Brendan. Just for you. Okay.
Beautiful.
I believe we're done.
I believe.
Yeah.
Well, man, it has been a pleasure. It is so nice to be with you in this intimate setting. And I hope that one day we can do it again and that you'll post this program one day.
I will post it.
Thank you. And, I will post it. I was born with AIDS, and I love you, baby.
Love you too, Nick, and the skirt girl. Oh. See you later. Bye. See you from the cardboard box.
Good luck.